What is up, my backlinking buddies? Yeah, that's right. This episode is for all you backlinking fans. If you're still doing manual outreach and PR, Postaga's AI Outreach Assistant will change the way you build traffic to your site. Because today I'm talking to Andy Kabasu, who has built a tool that does it all automatically for you. It's awesome. I'm going to put his website link in the show notes, and also he has a Facebook group, which I'm going to put the link in the show notes as well. Postaga's Outreach Assistant helps your content get more backlinks and shares, and it's phenomenal. So if you're into all that, check out this show. Let's roll into it. Andy, hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Great. Yeah, thanks, Grant. Thanks for having me.
So maybe we can start with a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So long story short, years ago, I started and grew and then eventually sold a successful digital marketing agency. And what was kind of key for our success was content marketing. That definitely helped us reach a larger audience, also get more clients, and then get on the radar of a company that ended up eventually acquiring us. And after that, and from that experience, I started another company that focuses specifically as a SaaS business for that helps with link building and digital PR to help you promote your content, get more links, get more traffic, as well as connect with other businesses that could be good connections for you to promote your business and also to be potential partners with.
That sounds awesome. So yeah. You know what you're doing then.
I hope so. I question it every day.
That's good. That's good. We're always learning, aren't we?
Yeah.
But did you do a done-for-you service with the content? Was that what that was?
So yeah. So when I had my agency, we focused specifically on done for you because we focused on a specific niche, a specific market, and that was doing marketing for lawyers and law firms. And so we had a content writing team, and we could create content that was geared towards their audience and could rank well. A challenge that we had in the early days was that we thought, all right, well, maybe like if our clients would create their own content, we can optimize it and help them promote it better. But our clients, being lawyers and law firms, they were too busy. Some of the clients that we had that did create their own content, it wasn't the best. It wasn't geared towards it wasn't as optimized for their ideal audience that it should have been. So we found that it was much better and much more streamlined and a better process overall when we would write the content for them.
Yeah, sure. And so you'd build funnels and stuff as well?
Yes. Yeah, so we built funnels for our clients as well as for ourselves to help us grow. And so, for our business, for us building a funnel, that really started with knowing what the profile was for our ideal customer. We wanted to connect with lawyers and law firms, and we found that the ones that were going to be the most likely to be potential clients of ours would be ones that are, you know, in the market for a new website or in the market for marketing. And after talking with so many of those prospects over the years, we recognized that a lawyer looking for a new website or looking for a new marketing company was often at like a crossroads in their practice. So they were like either looking to start and grow their new practice, or they were looking to looking to start it up, or looking to leave their current practice and start their own business. And once we like realized that and really got in the head of the mind space of where our potential clients were, we could create the funnel geared towards that ideal customer. So what we did was we created content geared towards not just like, and this is something that I've seen a lot of people that do digital marketing do is that they focus on content that's very specifically geared towards someone who is ready to buy like their service. And so if you're doing web design, you're writing art, you see like web designers writing articles like what to look for in a web designer or something like that. And like, that's a fine article, but you're going to only connect with a very specific type of person who is ready to buy that day. Mm-hmm. With our funnel, we realize like we can target a broader group of people by going a bit more a bit broader in terms of who we're reaching. So not just reaching people that are ready to buy a website today, but people who are, like, for example, our clients being lawyers, by us writing content geared towards lawyers more generally. So like what software lawyers use, what apps and technologies lawyers use. And this would, we would get them to find our articles, and there's a lot more traffic for the more broader topics. Granted that someone searching for software for a lawyer might not ever be a good client for us, but a good amount of them would be. And so what we would do is we'd write this content. We would then create lead magnets, these downloadable guides and pieces of content that people would get from our website in exchange for them giving us their email address. Then they would get on our list, and we would send them like drip email content over time that's all automated. So they would sign up and download this article on, let's say, law firm software. Then we'll send them a series of emails on law firm software. And then over time, we would then send them a series of emails about law firm websites and law firm marketing, and try and maybe they weren't necessarily, when they went to our website looking for web design information, but we provide them that over time and hopefully keep connecting with them. And over this time, we've built this trust, and then they end up becoming clients reaching out to us about this, and we've built this trust, so that's already there. And when they're ready, they come to us first, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned the software. I worked in a law firm back when I was a teenager in London. Yeah. and at the time, they were using handheld cassette tape dictaphones.
Yeah.
And the secretaries were using typewriters. and you know, I've heard that, you know, lawyers are being replaced by chatbots and so on these days. So I kind of find it fascinating how the world of, you know, lawyers merge with technology. I'm not really too aware of how it's been affected, but, you know, do you think it's really disrupting that niche?
So in our experience, what we are finding is that with like technology, lawyers were late to the party, let's say, in terms of adopting technology. For example, when we were like really focusing heavy on our like legal technology content in like 2013 or so, most of the law firms that I was speaking with weren't using any like web-based software for managing their practice. Some of the lawyers that I was speaking to were using like desktop-based software or server-based software that they could use and communicate with the team internally or access from their work computer. But a lot of them weren't able to access their work products remotely outside of the office, which kind of seemed crazy to me in that it was not like that long ago. But in general, I think the industry has been slow to adapt. But there were many people looking for information about that. And so us really digging into this niche and creating content for it helped us promote our agency and my web design business that wasn't directly related to software or technology for lawyers. But the bigger picture being, I want to connect with lawyers because I want them to hire my web design business. So I'm going to write articles that they're going to find, even if they aren't looking to hire a web designer today. Eventually they will.
Mm-hmm. So you also help them to establish themselves as an authority in the industry. Can you go into that a little bit?
Yeah. So aside from like the funnel, which was very much about like connecting with your clients whenever they went, like right when they need you, as well as kind of broader, not necessarily that they need you today, but eventually they will. There is this idea about like building yourself as an authority on this topic, on the subject matter. Some of the people that I worked with, we worked with many lawyers all around the United States and Canada and the UK, and there were some things that some of them were doing to stand out among their peers. So in their space, we would do things like I mentioned before, kind of like writing this very specific content, but making it understandable by people outside of the industry. So like what I mean by that is a lot of lawyers practicing law write in legalese in a way that other people, their potential customers, can't really understand. So getting content geared towards like making the connection that you may be know how to write very well for a judge or a court, but you don't necessarily know that isn't going to translate to your audience that you want to connect with of potential clients of yours. So your content and your messaging needs to have them in mind. So let's think from their perspective. Where when someone often needs to hire a lawyer, they are in a very bad spot. It's a very high stressful situation, whether you've been arrested or whether you have been sued or whether like a family member has passed away and you need to figure out what to do next. A lot of this, or if you have a spouse that's filing for divorce, it's a very high stress situation and you need to and you need answers and you need someone who knows what they're doing, who is an expert, but also someone who can walk you through it and speak your language. I've seen our clients that like did it best were the ones that made their topic, made their area as understandable as possible to their target audience. And that's applicable no matter what business you have, really, whether you're a lawyer or a web designer or any other business, making sure that your product and your business is understandable by the people that you want to be hiring you is first and foremost the thing you need to be focusing on with your messaging and your copy and your marketing and all of that. So the lawyers that really did this well, those clients ours that did this well, had that connection and really knew that. Beyond that, we were talking about like building yourself as an authority there. And there are things that people have done, that we've done, and also our clients have done successfully to build themselves an authority. For having a multi-channel approach, we've seen successful. So not just creating blog content, but also creating video content. In an area that's very like service-based, if you are providing a service in particular and working with customers, even if you're remote, even if you're not going to be with them in person, and now obviously being in person with anyone is a challenge, but we heard over and over again from our clients and from our customers that having like video content, for example, where you are explaining the concepts, where you're explaining your area of expertise, that the customer would say to us, you know, I saw you explaining this and I saw myself working with you. I saw you explaining this to me and I felt comfortable with you. And so that is something that you can't discredit for video in a way that video is more powerful than text. I could read a text article. I could see like, all right, that makes sense. That makes sense. But there's a personality aspect, a human aspect to video that you don't quite get, I think, with text content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some great value and insights you shared there. That's really interesting stuff. Another thing I wanted to ask you about, you were saying that you're a bit of a fan of automation, in the sense of streamlining stuff to save time. Interested in that.
No matter what type of business you have, the more that you could streamline, the better. Because there's not enough hours in the day, and I in my old agency where I was working with law firms, I saw a lot of inefficiencies where, and this kind of was the craziest thing to me, is you have someone whose value is like this billable hour, someone who charges several hundred dollars US per hour, let's say, and they're dealing with like a lot of administrative and time consuming tasks that you can't bill for. That's missed opportunity for earning money effectively. So where I'm really want to focus on in terms of talking with you about like automation and streamlining is there are a few really easy wins that one can have with automation and with streamlining. A few things, like as a solopreneur, especially when everything falls to you, the easiest win that, like the first big win that I really felt with automation was with using calendar scheduler, meeting scheduler apps. Using apps like Calendly or Book Like a Boss or Acuity or whatever, what have you, saves you from the back and forth. Are you free at 4 p.m.? No, how about noon? Okay, noon's good for me. What time zone are you in? That back and forth email exchange, just it's time consuming and it's frustrating. But giving someone an opportunity to pick out a meeting time at a time that works for them saves you that back and forth and gets everyone on the same page. That was like a very early win for me as a solo. But also another big one was using a tool called Zapier, which I think maybe many people in your audience might be familiar with. But basically, it's an API integrating tool. Basically, it connects multiple different unrelated apps. And so one example of how you might use it is if you have a contact form on your website and you want that information to go into an app that you have that doesn't directly connect with that contact form, it can, using this third-party tool, which Zapier is. Basically, you have your inputs, you have it connects, and then you have the outputs that go to where the data goes to that other app. And for us, for example, that like saved us a ton of time. What we ended up doing was for my web design business, I would have this web form that our new clients would fill out. And they'd fill it out with all the information that we needed to be able to build their website. And then once they filled that out, through our automation and our integrations, that data would go to the right places in our workflow and help the rest of our team know what they need to do next and easily move the process along. And that was really, really helpful and a huge time saver. One thing that was our biggest roadblock as a web design business was that it would take a lot of time for the clients to get back to us, to give us the data that we needed, the information that we needed. But by giving them this self-serve form where at the end of it, it would get to us and get to the right places, that saved us just a ton of time. Really with automation, I try and think of what are the most tedious tasks that I am doing where I'm going between different software apps or I'm inputting data that I already have that just feels like it could be automated. Chances are there is some tool out there that can save you time and money. And in the grand scheme, I found that they all pays for itself over and over again. So like thinking how much is my time worth on a day-to-day basis or on hour-to-hour basis? This back and forth that I'm doing, these conversations that I'm having over and over again with people, that's taking time every day, every month. If I can just streamline it and automate it, I would hopefully be happy to pay $50 a month or more potentially for this piece of software that just does it automatically for me. And as a business owner, especially if you're a solo, it makes things so much easier for you and makes the work more enjoyable so that you can actually focus on the meaningful work rather than having to deal with the administrative tasks and administrative burdens of it.
Yeah. I recently spoke to Andy Phillips from Funnelcentrics.
Mm-hmm.
Funnelcentrics is a software. It's like an all-in-one digital marketing software.
Yeah.
Like the email, the CRM, everything's inside there, which completely eliminates the need to use Zapier because you don't have to connect things together.
Oh, nice.
That was a really good interview. You also mentioned about how to build funnels for inbound leads, which is really interesting to me because I'm all about lead generation. So please do tell us more about that.
Yeah. So for really like working with inbound leads, the goal is get people to find you and come to you so that you don't, so that basically you can have consistent new customers coming to you. With a lot of, I know a lot of solopreneur businesses, you can end up having a big focus of your, like a big amount of your business coming from word of mouth or referrals. It's not necessarily going to be the most consistent, and there is some work that needs to be done there for you to network with and stay on top of your existing customers to be able to get them to refer business to you. But with creating an inbound funnel, you can over time develop this pipeline of new leads of potential customers that are coming to you consistently every month. So we at my business, I focused on a few different things. The first thing that I kind of mentioned before was content marketing. So I'd create blog posts. I'd then have a lead magnet, a piece of downloadable content that they would get in exchange for giving me their email address. Then they would get on my list and over time get more increasingly sales-oriented emails. So first we would start with some educational content, and then over time, having more sales-oriented messaging and to basically ask them, hey, are you in the market for web design? If so, we can help. Let us know. Or occasionally we'd have some like seasonal-related promotion, like a time-sensitive sort of urgent thing to get them to make that contact with us and ask to speak to us. We'd also, like I mentioned before, have some of what we call like bottom of funnel content. So content that is geared towards people looking to hire someone in our space. So having that content that's like what to look for when hiring a web designer in this industry. Or one other thing was having like a portfolio of examples of similar websites, being a web design agency, similar websites to the websites that our like target customers would be looking for. So as an example, in legal, we have law firms in many different practice areas. So we would build pages geared towards estate lawyers. We'd build pages geared towards criminal lawyers. And so when a criminal lawyer would be searching for criminal lawyer web design, they would find our content and then realize, oh, wow, they can do this kind of work that we're looking for. Let's reach out to them. And so that kind of organic work and focusing on that content was really instrumental in helping this business grow from a one person business to being able to have a team and help build a business that could eventually be acquired. Because not just focusing on referrals, but also building a consistent business of customers coming in as well as recurring revenue helped us build a business that could be sold.
That's awesome. So I'm going to assume that you love what you do.
I do.
Awesome. So if you lost everything and had to start again from scratch, what would you do first?
probably go on a good long walk and try and figure out what happened. So if my business were to shut down today, I would probably, well, over the years, I've built, thankfully, a good network and reputation for myself in my industry as well as some other industries. And I would probably reach out to former partners of mine and collaborators for opportunities to work together. I have a lot of happy former clients of mine that were very happy with my work. I've also done a lot of networking in my industries. And so, if I were to start from scratch today, I would definitely leverage and, you know, really reach out for the relationships that I've built over the years to find some new opportunities probably. So this way I'm not starting 100% zero from scratch, but I'm able to leverage the reputation that I've built and also the relationships that I've built in the space. If I was starting from scratch completely, that's probably a different approach. That would entail like, all right, so I'm going to build a website. I'm going to realize that I need to focus on content, but maybe that's a more long-term play. I need money to come in today. I need to pay my bills. I would probably need to reach out to my network to find opportunities.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Bit of an odd question, but yeah.
No, I like it. I like it.
You have a mindset that's quite resourceful, I can see.
I try to be.
So what have you got planned for 2021 then, apart from sitting in your house all year?
That was it really, right? So from my experience doing web design and doing SEO, I've built this business, the software Postago, which helps with doing link building and outreach to promote your content and promote your business and build relationships and all of that. And that's my core focus for 2021. I want to grow it. I want to get more users. I want to, like I spoke with about automating and streamlining earlier, I built this tool to automate and streamline the tedious aspects of doing outreach, you know, finding the right people to connect with, finding their email addresses, and then reaching out and following up with them. This software that I built streamlines that, and I want to help as many people as I can in 2021.
So how does it work? Can you go into, you know, a bit more detail about?
Sure.
Yeah.
So depending on what your goals are, let's say that you have a blog post, you just published it, and you want it to rank better in Google so that more people can find it and more people will hire your business, let's say. So your article is not going to automatically rank in the top spot of Google just on its own, typically. What helps you rank is backlinks, other people linking to your content. So we find relevant websites to our platform, helps find relevant websites to your content, finds their email addresses, and then we have basically email sequences that you can use to pitch these websites. Like, for example, like, hey, I wrote this article on email marketing. I came across your article sharing resources on email marketing. I think it might be helpful for your audience if you shared this brand new article that I wrote on email marketing. Let me know what you think. Just something like basic like that would be kind of like an approach. So our platform helps find relevant websites to pitch, gets their contact info and builds this personalized outreach sequence for them and then follows up. And that's kind of one type of campaign. We also have different outreach campaigns depending on what your goals are. So like if, for example, you want to get really promote your business because you have a product or an app or something like that, we have campaign types that can help you find where other competitors or other companies in your industry have been written up about and featured. And you can reach out to those websites to pitch them reviewing your product as well to get you press coverage. And we also have campaign types to help you connect with potential customers of yours. It's a really pretty broad in terms of what it can do. but it's very powerful.
Yeah, sounds pretty awesome, dude. I'm more than happy to include a link in the show notes to Postago, is it called?
Yeah, Postaga. PostaGa.com.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll post in the show notes for that. Is there anything else that you've got going on for 2021 then?
One other thing that I have been working on is I've created a Facebook community for people interested in link building and SEO and digital marketing, and it's called Grow Together SEO, and I'd recommend that your listeners check it out.
Well, I'm going to put a link. If you can give me the link, I'll put it in the show notes as well. Awesome. Hey, thanks very much for your time today, Andy. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon at some point, yeah?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, man. Hey, take it easy for now, yeah?
Yep, you too. Thanks, Grant. Hey.
Okay, so I'll just cut it there. Now we can have a casual little chat before you go.
Sure.
The links, I don't know if you want to email me them or...
Can I put them here or you want me to email them? Whichever you prefer.
Yeah, email them, yeah.
All right.
Just reply to the one I sent you for the...
Yep, I got it. Will do.